Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. The Milwaukee Short Film Festival takes place this Friday and Saturday at the Fox Bay Cinema and Grill in Whitefish Bay. 50 films will be screened over those 2 days, including the very first film the festival screened 20 years ago.
This year, we'll also see Eric Levin receiving a Pacesetter Award from the festival. So we asked him and the festival's founder and director, Ross Bigley, to join us in the studio to find out more. Bigley begins by telling us how that first short film festival came to be 20 years ago.
After I graduated MIAT, I became more of a filmmaker than an artist, illustrator, what I was training to be. And when I was making these short films, you know, there was really no place in Milwaukee to screen anything like that. If a filmmaker wanted to screen something, they put up a projector in a coffee shop and they would have friends come and fill up the coffee shop and run a couple of films. And, you know, there wasn't anything really helping local filmmakers get their work seen. So I got to be a producer at MATA, 1447. They're no longer around. And I decided, like, well, I'll just show these on public access. We'll get local filmmakers, will show their work on public access. I did that. According to my notes, the flyer that I found said 1994/95. That was the first year. And I didn't do it every year. I just did it periodically when I felt it was time to do one. And around 2003, I was talking with a group of friends. Tony Myers was very instrumental in this. And he suggested, let's bring back this film festival. And we were at a coffee shop. We moved from it and get a public venue. And a friend of mine had a coffee shop. We did 2 festivals that year.
In the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
In June of 2003 and in November 2003. And quickly, the audience rose dramatically. The submission levels for the second one improved greatly too. So we were like, oh, we have to be someplace where we can actually put this on a screen now because there's such a demand for this. And again, at that time, there really still wasn't much for local filmmakers to, this was before Milwaukee Film existed. So we actually approached Eric at the Times and he was more than helpful with us. And because of our working relationship there, we were able to continue for a number of years there because we had the support of the Times and the community seemed to enjoy us being there.
Well, it's a perfect venue.
Yeah.
You know, or what's a perfect venue for that. And so, Eric, when Ross approached you, I mean, were you enthusiastic right from the get-go or did you need any convincing?
Well, I was always enthusiastic about supporting local filmmakers, which we actually started doing at the Avalon in the late 80s. One of the earliest filmmakers we had there was Kathy Cook. So when we moved to the Times in 93, definitely we were looking to support the work of local filmmakers. So when Ross approached us, yes, it would have been very exciting proposition and a good thing, you know, a great fit for the theater because we were trying to do significant things there in terms of film and always wanted to support local artists.
So it didn't take a lot of convincing. You were right on board.
As far as I remember, many years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we were definitely on board and you know, Ross is very understated and modest, but he is responsible for driving interest in shorts, you know, in Milwaukee. And I'm glad we were able to support the effort that, you know, in those earlier years.
As someone who has owned and managed theaters, what is it about shorts that draws an audience versus a feature-length film? I mean, do you find different audiences for the two films, or is there a crossover?
Well, there's a crossover. I think people are looking for, you know, short bits of genius, maybe, and that's a very – it's a very difficult format to work in. It's very hard to succeed with a short, at least from what I've found. But things have certainly improved in the years that we've been running shorts at our theaters. You know, it used to be that everything was a Quentin Tarantino pastiche, which really annoyed me. But people have grown and are doing some very interesting things. I think shorts, you know, have a long history, starting with the Hollywood, especially comedy shorts in the 30s, which kind of lost in popularity. But then there were also cine clubs that sprung up, I think primarily in the 30s, that supported the work of amateur filmmakers who were doing shorts primarily.
Yeah, there's something about a short. I mean, you really can't waste anything. You don't have the time. You don't have – it's like a short story versus a novel. Mm-hmm. Everything really has to work.
Yes.
And is that what attracted you to the form, Ross?
Mostly it's economic.
Well, that too, yeah.
You know, I think every filmmaker wants to make a feature. And at that time, you know, you look at the resources you have and you just like, okay, I can't do a feature, let me do a short. A lot of people also consider short films a calling card. I believe there are people who actually prefer to practice in the short form filmmaking because you can get your point across quicker that way.
Right, and you're required to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've only got – what is a definition of a short? I mean, how long can a short be?
Well, that actually depends on maybe the – festival, venue, other factors. If you're going to a film festival that primarily focuses on features, they generally say in their submission forms that shorts are 45 minutes and under. But if you're at a short film festival, the general consensus and running time now, we used to be 20 minutes, but now most short film festivals have taken the time limit down to 15 minutes. And if you talk to most programmers, they would say the probably the best chance of you getting into a film festival is if you make a good, tight 7-minute film.
Okay. So yeah. A lot shorter than most people would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking 10 minutes and under.
Oh, yeah. 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 We still take films that are 15 minutes, but they have to be extraordinarily good.
So in the time that you've been doing this, and Eric, and I'm going to bring you in on this too, because I'm sure you've watched most of the stuff that's been up on your screens over the years, have people gotten better in Milwaukee at making short films? Do you think the level of quality has stepped up?
I believe so. I used to get, honestly, comments from judges, because I get industry judges from all over. And they've always questioned why weren't Milwaukee filmmakers up to the level of, say, this guy from London or France or whatever. And I think the difference in that is that those areas have government funding for this. Milwaukee doesn't really have government funding for short filmmakers.
It's or people, anything, really.
Yeah. And people generally, they use the means they have. So if the budget isn't as great as, say, something from England and they're pulling from the talent from the BBC or other places, they have more resources. I don't want to say that's a knock against Milwaukee filmmakers because I've seen a lot of Milwaukee films that are just amazing. But I think that's probably one way judges look at it, too.
Right, the playing field isn't quite as level as it could be.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. Yeah.
And Eric, have you seen improvement as you've been watching all of these films over the years?
Yeah, I think there's been a general improvement in shorts. And also, Milwaukee shorts, I think people have become more skillful at that. And, you know, when we're talking about 7 minutes, I almost cringe. I can't imagine how people pull that together and make something concise and translatable, you know, for an audience in 7 minutes. I would hate to have to do that, but maybe I will one of these days. I'll try it. But yeah, I think the overall quality has actually improved. I used to watch shorts programs and was on the panel for a couple of local film festivals for the shorts programs. A lot of terrible, terrible films. But that was earlier. I'm seeing a lot better quality filmmaking now.
I think that's true for filmmaking in general here.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to know that the shorts, people are embracing the form and really trying to work within it and tell a good story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The amount of quality in short films has risen greatly, not just in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's filmmakers are, I think, exceptional at this moment. But across the world, you see things that you can't pull off in a feature film. You can make points quicker, and sometimes you can be more profound. Feature films nowadays are superheroes and robots, you know, and
lots of CGI and special effects.
Yeah, and I think people are looking for sometimes something a little bit deeper, too.
Well, we should talk about this year's festival. What are you looking forward to in this 20th anniversary?
Well, not only do we have 50 films in 2 days, but Eric is receiving the Pacesetter opening night for his contributions to helping local filmmakers throughout the years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We have 40 Milwaukee films this year in our festival.
And that must be a record.
Yeah. We are consistently having more Milwaukee product than other venues and festivals around here, which is good because a lot more Milwaukee filmmakers are actually coming back to us and giving their work, and it's exceptional work. One film, a local film, is Home Alone, about suicide. And that's an extraordinary film that I think a lot of people should see. That's opening night as well. We also have a larger base of female filmmakers. It's a base that's growing rapidly. We get films coming in, it's mostly by male filmmakers. And a few years ago, I started seeing a trend that more of the films coming in are by female filmmakers. So we have 19 films by female filmmakers. Films like Singer by Paloma Lopez, Every Ghost Has an Orchestra by Shayna Connolly.
I love the name of that.
Yeah. Maria Pretzel has Super Dad, which is a really fun film. She's a local filmmaker, too. It's a really good film. And we have Lady M out from London, starring Samantha Bond from, she was Miss Moneypenny in the James Bond series years ago. And Control by Kimmy Gatewood and Allison Becker. We also have Voices Heard. It's the only showcase for local filmmakers of color this year. It's a popular event. It's grown quite a bit, and we've always sold out that venue. And we have 9 films this year by local filmmakers of color. We are showing Brooke Thiel's The Dear Queen, J. Anthony Ramos's An Inconvenient Finis, Ricardo Terrio's Inner, and a few other films as well.
That sounds great. And again, it's such a wonderful thing to have all of these different points of view represented, because I know you also represent LGBT voices as well, where a lot of places don't.
Yeah, yeah. We have quite a few LGBT films, too, this year as well.
Very cool.
Not only that, we have anniversary films, too, films that stretch back to our first festival. We don't have a block of these anniversary films. What we're doing is sprinkling them throughout many blocks. So
people need to look at the rundown to see. It's like, oh, I want to see that one from year 5. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
And they're more of a mixed bag. We pick films that won Best Picture. We also pick films that maybe won in an audience favorite. Sometimes audience has a different opinion than a judge. We also have films that have won different awards, too, so you can see what their merits were as well. The very first film that we screened is The Phantom Limb by Mark G.E. That will be opening night as well. That was done back in 94, 95, something like that.
Very early on.
Yeah. Back in the old tape-to-tape edit days. Now it's all digital.
Everything's digital. Yeah. Eric, are you looking forward to not only getting your award, but to seeing all these films, both old and new?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely excited about Home Alone. That sounds somewhat grim, but excellent, and excellent from what I've heard. But also to see Mark G.E.'s film again, Phantom Limb. He's possibly the most talented filmmaker in the city. I mean, that's just my opinion. But he did some incredible stuff. and was one of the earliest key people in the short film format. Really important guy. And
is he going to be there?
Yes, he will be. We're actually doing another interview with him tomorrow. Yeah, Mark will be there. Back in the 90s, he was probably one, the most notable short filmmaker back in the 90s in the Milwaukee area. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it, but I want to thank both of you for stopping in and talking about it. And congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your award.
Well, thanks for that.
And again, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Ross Bigley is the founder and director of the Milwaukee Short Film Festival. Eric Levin is this year's Pace Setter honoree. The festival takes place Friday and Saturday at the Fox Bay Cinema and Grill in Whitefish Bay.